Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 9th, 1629, decisive action was taken regarding the settlement of Barbados when Captain Henry Hawley arrived on the island. Unlike many of her Caribbean neighbors, European settlement of Barbados was rather bloodless, with the British having not encountered the indigenous peoples nor engaged in early clashes with other European nations over the colony. As was customary at the time, men of rank and distinction often petitioned for their piece of the Caribbean pie. As such, James Hay, Earl of Carlisle, sought a warrant from James I to obtain ownership of several Caribbean islands. This request was granted, and with that he became the sole owner of islands including, but not limited to, St. Christopher, St. Vincent, St. Lucia, Montserrat, Antigua, Marie-Galante, Nevis, and of course, Barbados. This title authorized him and his heirs to make decrees for those territories independently. As one could imagine, the Earl's appointment was not favored by everyone, namely Sir William Courtine, who had high hopes for a stake in the island of Barbados. Courtine jumped into action, taking advantage of Lord Carlisle's temporary leave from the island to push his case, leading to a legal tug and pull between the two parties. The dispute gave way to a standoff with two groups of colonists settling on Barbados. The settlers under the Earl of Carlisle were called the Windward Men, while those representing Courtine became known as the Leeward Men. After a confrontation at Palmetto Fort at the Hole, today located in Hole Town, the Leeward Men agreed to surrender to the Earl of Carlisle's authority. However, this peace treaty did not last very long, with Henry Powell arriving to the island in January 1629, sending the adversaries off in chains to England, and appointing a new governor in John Powell. This arrangement was also short-lived, because on the 9th of April, Captain Henry Hawley arrived having been sent by the Earl of Carlisle. Not announcing his intention, he invited the new Governor Powell onto his ship, a decision which Powell would soon regret, as he too was captured and sent off to England. The betrayal broke the established peace treaty, leading the Leeward Men to attack the Windward Men a few days later on April 19th. Unfortunately for them, they were no match for Carlisle's crew and had to make their retreat. This led to the official order by way of a second patent from the king that Lord Carlisle was in fact the proprietor of Barbados. It was, however, the arrival of Captain Henry Hawley who facilitated this final mandate when he arrived in Barbados on this day, April 9th, 1629.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.